This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. No one likes a liar. We want to be around people who consistently tell the truth, even painful or inconvenient truth, so that we can deal with reality and not a soft, sugary lie. Employers need reliable information from their workers to make the best business decisions. So if telling the truth is so important in worldly affairs, how much more valuable is truth when dealing with eternal matters of God and salvation from eternal death? The broadcast today is entitled The God Who Cannot Lie. There are so many wonderful attributes of God. One of them is that God cannot lie. I know that God is omnipotent, that He is all-powerful, but even so, God cannot be false to His own nature. God is the essence of truth. He defines the Word. If God could lie, how could His Word, the Bible, be relied upon to guide us through this life and on into the next life? Father God, let me show everyone who You really are and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some material for this program is from GodQuestions.org. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. When Jesus prayed to His Father in heaven in John chapter 17, He prayed for His disciples by saying in part, "Use the truth to make them holy. Your words are truth." The Bible is the Word of God. When God speaks through His written word, the Bible, it is the truth. When God speaks, His words have to be the truth because God is incapable of lying. It is simply against His nature. 1 John 5:20 affirms this, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us insight to know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. This one is the true God and eternal life." Romans 3, verse 4 highlights the contrast between people and God. Even if everyone else is a liar, God will always do what He says. As the Scriptures say about Him, "You will be proved right in what you say, and you will win when people accuse you." God is holy, see Isaiah 6:3, and that quality makes it impossible for Him to lie. The holiness of God is His moral and ethical perfection, His absolute integrity that sets Him apart from all His creatures. God does not conform to any standard of purity. He is the standard. God is absolutely holy with an infinite purity incapable of being changed. Because of His holiness, when God speaks, He will not and cannot lie. He never deceives, He never distorts or misrepresents what He says or does. Lying is against His nature. Because God cannot lie, the Word of God, the Bible, is completely trustworthy. See Psalm 119, verse 160. "Every word of God is flawless." Look at Proverbs 30, verse 5. "The character of God and the communications that come from His character are purer than anything this world can produce. The words of the Lord are flawless, like silver, purified in a crucible, like gold, refined 7 times. That's Psalm 12:6. So then, where do all the lies and deception come from in this world? Jesus answered that when He spoke to the religious leaders of His day who were not genuine. Jesus said in John 8:44, "You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires." Satan was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The basis of the promise of God to Abraham in Genesis 12 was the unchanging nature of God. That is, God has a rock-solid attribute of truth that makes everything he says utterly trustworthy. Hebrews 6:16-18 tells us this: people always use the name of someone greater than themselves to make a promise with an oath. An oath proves that what they say is true, and there is no more arguing about it. God wanted to prove that his promise was true. He wanted to prove this to those who would get what he promised. He wanted them to understand clearly that his purposes never change. So God said something would happen, and he proved what he said by adding an oath. These two things cannot change. God cannot lie when he says something, and he cannot lie when he makes an oath. So these two things are a great help to us who have come to God for safety. They encourage us to hold on to the hope that is ours. If God could lie, he would not be God. In fact, he would be just like us. Humanity has a reputation for hiding, misrepresenting, and distorting the truth. But God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? That's Numbers 23:19. From the very beginning, God has rewarded faith in him. Faith, or trust, can only be a good thing if its object is worthy of trust. Faith in an unreliable person or thing is a disadvantage. If God could lie, then his words would be suspect, and he would be unworthy of our trust. But as it is, he is wholly dependable. The works of his hands are faithful and just, and all his precepts are trustworthy. Psalm 111:7. Jesus, who is in very nature God, is full of grace and truth. Everything Jesus said and taught was the absolute truth. Everything he did reflected the truth. Jesus is, in fact, the truth itself. John 14:6 quotes Jesus Christ as saying, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Jesus cannot lie because God cannot lie, and everyone who belongs to the truth knows Jesus' voice. That's John 18:37. Now, some people argue that God is man-made. That is, the concept of God is merely a human fabrication handed down through the generations from those who did not know any better. They claim that the idea of a God or gods is simply the way human beings explain things that are too difficult to understand. Some state that belief in the supernatural ignores science and embraces superstition. No, God is not man-made. Rather, God made man. Even skeptics agree that there is a beginning for every created thing, including man. So in order for man to have a beginning, there must be a first cause that existed before him. Evolutionists argue that the first cause was an impersonal force, a big bang that started the universe. But even that explanation leaves a lot of unanswered questions. The logical response to this line of thinking is, okay, what caused the Big Bang? What or who put those forces into motion? No reasonable answer outside of the Bible has been offered. The Bible starts with the fact of God in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God. When we set aside prejudice, the Bible's answer seems to be the most logical explanation for that first cause. In the beginning was God. He was not created and therefore needs no first cause. He has always been and always will be, apart from time and space. See Psalm 90, verse 2. He introduced himself to Moses as I am. The meaning of his name signifies the eternal aspect of his nature. He always was and always will be the eternal, self-existent one. Man-made gods are usually fashioned in the image of man. The gods of pagan cultures are fraught with flaws, inconsistencies, and human-like weaknesses. They are petty, selfish, cruel, and capricious. In short, they behave as man-made gods would behave, with the same sins and jealousies found in the human heart. In order for God to be man-made, his nature could only extend as far as man's imagination. The God of the Bible far surpasses our understanding, and yet he leaves hints, like a trail of spiritual breadcrumbs, for us to follow as we come to know him better. Another consideration in the matter of whether or not God is man-made is the trustworthiness of the Bible. In order to contend that God does not exist, one must deal with the accuracy of the book that tells about him. Within the pages of the Bible, God has revealed himself to us and given us hundreds of examples of his dealings with man through the centuries. Many who staunchly argue against the reality of God are also blindly ignorant about the Bible. They often claim it is an ancient book written by a bunch of Jews. Statements like that demonstrate the flawed foundation upon which they have constructed their arguments. The Bible is a collection of books written by over 40 different authors over a 1,500-year time span from three continents and in three different languages, yet it weaves together the pieces of a single story that all fit together perfectly. We cannot simply remove the idea of God without replacing that idea with a more reasonable explanation. Questions do not disappear by eliminating the possibility of God. However, when we remove the prejudices and presuppositions that refuse to allow God to be considered, he remains the only logical explanation for this amazing world. Those who have decided that God cannot exist build their worldview around that idea and pretend that their fallible answers fill in the blanks. Denial of God is a strong, almost religious assumption that taints their so-called search for truth. However, those who truly desire to be open-minded and pursue truth, wherever it may lead, find that the evidence always leads to God. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Titus, chapter 1, verse 2. This faith and knowledge make us sure that we have eternal life. God promised that life to us before time began, and God cannot lie.